Well, what I would tell you is in normal times, I wouldn't need to be here on the radio or at conferences urging Congress to act. In fact, a broad coalition of organizations from industry players like the realtors, the mortgage bankers, the Housing Policy Council, and advocates like the Center for Responsible Lending and a whole range of others endorsed the Menendez-Boxer bill, one of the four bills, the very first that we expect to come up. And so that's the kind of broad support, typically bipartisan support, you would see for something like this. And one of the reasons is this isn't just good for individual families. The average family can save about $3,000 a year by refinancing. It's like a significant tax cut. But it's also good for their neighbors. When you have fewer foreclosure signs going up because payments are lower, that means everybody's home values do better. Because as soon as a foreclosure sign goes up next door, even if you're paying your mortgage, your own home goes down about $10,000 in value. And lastly, this is good for the economy. Economists, Glenn Hubbard, who's a senior advisor to Mitt Romney's campaign, was the most senior economic advisor to President Bush. He recommends that we expand refinancing. He's one of a broad range of economists because it's so important for consumer spending. When you have millions of families saving $3,000 a year, that boosts consumer spending. Families take that money, they spend it at the local restaurant, they spend it fixing up their house. All of those things create jobs, and we haven't seen the kind of boost that we would otherwise see from refinancing because too many families have been locked out.
What do you think, though, about perhaps a generation of young people seeing what their families and other homeowners are going through, maybe scarred from the idea of even going in down the route of home ownership and being long-term renters? If you've got people that are affected by that generationally and say, you know, I don't want to get involved with that, doesn't that create a bump then that's going to be coming up, and then you're into some whole other perhaps problem?
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting, Mark, is we're not seeing that in surveys. And frankly, I might have expected a little bit more. We still see broadly more than three quarters of Americans say that they aspire to owning a home. So the lesson I take from this is we need to have a more balanced housing policy. We need to make sure that we're focusing on rental housing as well as home ownership. And we have to make sure that families are making the right choices. We sponsor housing counseling across the country. We know that when families get help from a housing counselor, they make better decisions about whether to become a homeowner, when to become a homeowner, and when they do make that leap, they're ready. We also see that families who get into trouble are more likely to keep their homes when they use a counselor. So that's one key thing that we want to do more of.
Do you think everybody should be a homeowner?
This is very much about what's right for an individual family. And as I said earlier, we should have a more balanced housing policy. I think that's an individual decision that families ought to make. What I think our responsibility is, what President Obama thinks the responsibility of the federal government is to make sure that when consumers take that incredibly important step, that they're protected. That's why he fought so hard to create a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. You know, in some ways, Mark, before this crisis, families had more protections when they bought a toaster than when they made the single most important financial decision of their lives to buy a home and take a mortgage. And so that's why the president fought for a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It's why he has a homeowner bill of rights that we've put forward. Part of that homeowner bill of rights has been put in place by this settlement that we talked about earlier, which says, hey, when a family owns a home and they get into trouble, they lose a job or they get fewer hours, they have a medical emergency, they ought to be protected and get help to stay in their home. That's good for the family. It's also good for the lender and for the economy if we can help families that actually can pay continue to stay in their home.